Welcome back, everybody. Tom and Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Dalet of Beis, but we are on the two dots on the bottom of Daf Dalet of Aleph. So we are going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Pashar ani es yado." So if the poor man extends his hand into the Rishus HaYachid, where the Baal HaBayis is, and he puts an object into the Baal HaBayis' hand, so he is going to be chayv, and the Baal HaBayis is going to be pater. This was one of the cases of the Mishnah. Again, one important thing to remember about the Mishnah is that in order to be chayav for this melacha of hotzah, you need to do both an akira, a lifting, and a hanacha, and put it down. So in order to be chayav for the full melacha on a d'oraisa level, you need to do both the akira and the hanacha. Now comes the Gemara asking a different question based on the Mishnah. So am I chayav? Why would he be chayav in this situation? Again, the situation being where the ani picks something up from the Rishus HaRabim, and he sticks his hand into the Rishus HaYachid and places it into the Baal HaBayis' hands. We did the Akira and the Hanacha. But why is he chayav? Asked the Gemara. Mahaba inan Akira v'Hanacha me'agabi makom arba al arba. The halacha is that in order to be chayav for this Melacha of Hotzah, you need to be picking something up from and putting something down on something which is 4x4 tvachim, milaka. And here, you're putting it into the Baal HaBayis' hand, right? The ani is taking it from the Rishus HaRabim, putting it into the Rishus HaYachid, and putting it right into this guy's hand, but that's not a place that's 4x4 tvachim. So how can we possibly say that the ani is going to be chayiv in our Mishnah? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Hamani. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah that would say that he's going to be chayiv despite not having this 4x4 situation? Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. How do we know this? Damar lo bayinan makom arba al arba. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that we don't need this 4x4 area of 4x4 tvachim in order to be chayiv for hotzah. How do we know this? Ditnam, because it's based on the following Mishnah that is going to be on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph in Mesechta Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Azorig mirshus hayachid lirshus hayachid. So let's say you have a situation, let's say it's in Manhattan, and you have a big street, and then you have two apartment buildings on each side of the street. So someone throws something from one apartment building to the next apartment building. So two Rishus HaYachids. One Rishus HaYachid you're throwing to another Rishus HaYachid, but there's a big Rishus HaRabim in between. So Azorik Mir Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim Be'emtzem. There's a public domain, there's a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. So Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Rabbi Akiva says that you're going to be Chayev, and normally you're only Chayev when you throw from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or four Amos within Rishus HaRabim. So it would seem you wouldn't be chayv in this situation because you're throwing it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. Yes, it happens to be flying over a Rishus HaRabim, but you would think that you wouldn't necessarily be chayv. Yet still, Rabbi Akiva says you're going to be chayv. V'chachamim potrim, and the chachamim say that you are going to be pater. So what's the logic? Rabbi Akiva holds, I mean, include to kamisha hunach adamya. So Rabbi Akiva holds that when you throw something and when it goes over the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, it's as if it rested in that place. Once it's in the airspace, it's legally viewed as if it was resting there. So that's why it's as if you threw it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and then from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Rabbanan Tzavri, and the Rabbanan hold, lo amrin include to kamisha hunach adamya. They hold there's no such thing as this. It went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, so that's why you are going to be pater. So ask the Gemara, the main Rab, are you coming to tell me de pshita le rabba de klut kamisha hunach adamya ubisocha asara pligi? Are you coming to tell me that it's obvious according to Rabba that the whole machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is a situation about whether we say that the airspace is considered as if it's resting there, and a situation where we are within 10 tefachim, and that's where they're arguing. So what's this within 10 tefachim thing? So we've mentioned in the past that there's four rishuyos. There's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, there's a karmelis, which is this derabbanon element, and then there's a makom patur. Makom patur is when you're going to be pater. So this is when it's over 10 tefachim. Once something is over 10 tefachim, then we generally assume that it's going to be pater, and it doesn't have the status of any of the rishuyos. So are you trying to tell me that according to Rabba, it's obvious that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan and the Chachamim is when we're talking about whether it's klut kamishu nach adamya, whether the airspace is as if it's rested, and when we're within 10 tefachim? Vami baya baya le Rabba. But Rabba was actually in doubt about this himself. How do we know this? Debay Rabba, because Rabba himself asked a question as to which case Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham are really arguing about. Is it Lamata Measara Pligi Ubaha Pligi de Rabbi Akiva Savar Kluta Kamishu Nachadamia Varabanan Savre Lo Amina Kluta Kamishu Nachadamia? So are they saying that it's really a machlokes within 10 tefachim? And the machlokes is that Rabbi Akiva holds that when it's flying over the airspace, it's as if it's legally resting there, and the Rabbanan disagree with this. But Ava Lamala Measara, but if it was a situation where it was above 10 tefachim from the ground, Divriakol Pater, then everyone would agree that you're going to be Pater because it's a makum patur, and no one's going to be
chayav when it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. And everyone would agree that we don't learn the halachos of throwing from the laws of handing over. What does this mean? So moshit is what was done at the times of the Mishkan. When they would hand it over to each other, that's when someone would be chayav.
Now, one might think that we would learn from there the same halacha would apply to Zorek if someone throws something, even if it goes higher than Den Tvachim. Kamash Malon, the Gemara is coming to teach us that we would not learn from there, and really everyone would agree that you're going to be Patr as long as it goes over 10 Tvachim. O Dilma, or a different way, Rabba wasn't sure what the Machlokas is about. Maybe a different explanation as to what the Machlokas is about is Lamal Me'asar Pligi. Really, they are arguing about even above 10 Tvachim, Uvaha Pligi, and this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Akiva Savri Afinan Zorek Mimoshit. Rabbi Akiva says that Zorek and Moshit are learned from the same thing. Just as handing over, if it was done over 10 tefachim, is going to be chayiv. The same thing would apply to zorik. The same thing would apply to be throwing it. The Rabbanan say, no, we don't make this comparison by moshit, by handing it over. That's what was done in the Mishkan, so that's going to be chayiv above 10 tefachim, but throwing, absolutely not. But when we're talking about a situation of below 10 tefachim, everyone would say that it's going to be chayiv. My taima, what's the reason? Why would everyone say chayiv? Because everyone would agree that when you throw something, it's as if it is resting over that airspace, and therefore you are going to be chayiv. So Rabba himself was unsure what the version of Rabbi Akiva is supposed to be. So we can't say that Rabba is attributing our Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva if he himself didn't know it, what the real version of Rabbi Akiva was. So Gemara says, no, halo kasha, this is not a problem. Basar di bai hadar ifshita lay, because after Rabba posed this question, he resolved and he said, Sav Rabbi Akiva kutum kimishu nachadamya. No, the real answer is that Rabbi Akiva is holding kluta kimishu nachadamya, and therefore it could be that he's the author of our Mishnah, because just thought over there, you're going to be high for just having it go over the airspace, and that's clearly a situation where you don't have 4x4. Or in order to have the Akiran Hanacha. So too over here, we're not worried about the 4x4 with the hand, because this is going to be Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Again, let's just get our bearings over here and remember what question we're trying to answer. We're saying, how can someone be chayev in our Mishnah, the Ani? How can he be chayev for Hotzah if he's just placing it into a hand, which is not 4x4 Tvachim, if the halacha is that you need 4x4 Tvachim? So we wanted to suggest that really we're holding like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, who says that the airspace is as if it's resting, he clearly doesn't think you need 4x4, and that's what our Mishnah would be going like. But Gemara now rejects this. Gemara says, V'domahan, it seems from Rabbi Akiva that the only time he's Mako and says that you wouldn't need a 4x4 situation in order to have the Akira and Hanacha is only by the Hanacha. That's why when you throw it from the Rosh HaYachad and it goes over the airspace of Rosh HaRam, so there it would be considered one Chi of going from Rosh HaYachad to Rosh HaRam, because you don't need the 4x4 when it comes to the Hanacha, the placing it down. But it seems from Rabbi Akiva that you would need 4x4 when it comes to the Akira. But we know from our Mishnah that someone is going to be Chayev even if you take it from the hand, meaning if there's an Akira from a hand which is not 4x4. So we need to find someone who holds that you don't need 4x4 for the Akira or the Hanacha. And Rabbi Akiva only holds that you don't need it for the Hanacha. And that's why it can't be that Rabbi Akiva is going to be the author of our Mishnah. So we are still stuck. So we need a new answer to how we can possibly have someone be chayiv in our Mishnah, even though there is no 4x4, because you're just taking it and putting it down in the hand. So Ela Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hamani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rebbe, he, it is Rebbe. Hi, Rebbe. So which Rebbe are we talking about? Rebbe says a lot of things. So, Ile Maharebi, if you want to say that it's the following ruling of Rebbe, Ditani, because it says in the Braisa, Zarak v'nacha agabe ziz kolshu. So, if someone threw something into a Rosh HaRam and it landed on some sort of small protrusion, which was 4 amos away, meaning that the hanacha was done on this small protrusion which was sticking out of a building. So, Rebbe Mechai v'chacham potrim. So, Rebbe says you're going to be chayim, the chacham say you're going to be patrim. This seems to be a case where the hanacha, where it's landing on something which is less than 4x4 tefachim, yet Rebbe still says you're going to be chayiv. So this could be the Rebbe who is going to be the author of our Mishnah. So the Gemara rejects this. Gemara says, no, hasam kidabin on lemeimar kaman kidabaye. No, Rebbe's reasoning over there is based on what Abaye explains to us over there in that Gemara. Tamar Abaye, because Abaye says, hacha bi'ilan ha'omid v'shtay yachid. We're talking about a situation, the machlokas between Rebbe and the chachamim is a situation where there's a tree that is standing in a v'shtay yachid. It's in a private property. V'nofo, no till Rishas HaRabim, but its branches extend into a Rishas HaRabim. Mizarak v'nacha nofo. And then a person who was throwing something had it land on one of these branches. So the trunk of the tree is 4x4 tefachim, but the branches are usually less than 4 tefachim. So to Rebbe Savaramin and Shdei nofo basari karo. So Rebbe holds that you can go based on the trunk, even though the branches of the tree
are not 4x4. So since the trunk is, that's going to be enough to be considered 4x4. The Rabbanan disagree, and they say, you know, you have to judge the branches independently. You can't judge it by the tree trunk. But either way, this now doesn't help us, because everyone agrees you need 4x4. The whole machlokas is just whether the branches can be considered 4x4, because the tree trunk is 4x4. So this Rebbe is not teaching us anything, so it's not going to help us in any way. So Elah HaRebbe. So Gemara says, no, rather it's talking about a different sheet of Rebbe. Ditanya, because it was taught in a Braisa. Zarak Mirsharam, Urshisharam, Urshisayacha Be'emtsa. Now the opposite case of what we started with. Let's say you have a Rishis HaRabim on two sides, and then there's a Rishis HaYachid in the middle. So Rebbe Mechayiv, Fachacham and Potron, and you threw something from one Rishis HaRabim to another Rishis HaRabim, and it went over Rishis HaYachid in the middle. So Rebbe says you're going to be Chayiv, and the Chachamim say you are going to be Pater. Bar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Mechayiv Hayat Rebbe Shtayim, Achas Mishamotza, Veachas Mishamot Hachnasa. Alma, lo ba yakir v'lo hanacha agavi makom arba al arba. So what comes out from this Gemara is that they say that Rebbe holds. Let's say you're throwing again. You have a Rishis HaRabim on one side, you're throwing it to the other Rishis HaRabim, which is on the other side of the street, and there's a Rishis HaYachid in the middle. So Rebbe holds, not only are you going to be chayiv one time, you're going to be chayiv twice, because you're going to be chayiv the first one when it goes from Rishis HaRabim to Rishis HaYachid, because the airspace, you don't need the 4x4, because just the airspace is going to be enough, so that's going to be a chayiv. And then you're going to be chayiv a second time, because when it gets to that second Rishis HaRabim, it started in the Rishis HaYachid and then went to the second Rishis HaRabim. So you're going to be chayiv for the Akira and the Hanacha when just talking about the airspace. So we see from this Rebbe that you don't need 4x4 by either the Akira or the Hanacha. This fits perfectly into our Mishnah, and therefore Rebbe would be the author of our Mishnah in this situation, and it all fits. But now the Gemara rejects this also. The Gemara says, Ha Idmar Allah, but it was said regarding that Braisa, Rav Shmuel Damrei Tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both said, on top of Hey Amin Aleph, Lo Mechayev Rebbe Ela Bershay Yachid Mekora. So Rebbe only held him liable in that situation when the Rishus HaYachid, again, there's a Rishus HaRabim on each side, Rishus HaYachid in the middle, when the Rishus HaYachid is roof, Damrina Besa Kiman Demalya Damya, because in that situation, we could say that a house is as though it's filled, and therefore it would be as if it's landing on top of this roof, and then it would be joining into the Rishus HaYachid, and that's how it would be Chayev in the situation. Aval she'ino mikora lo. But if the Rishus HaYachid did not have a roof, then Rebbe would not say that he's going to be chayiv, and therefore we have no proof whether or not Rebbe would tell us that we need a 4x4 tefachim in order to go ahead and have an akira or a hanacha. If you want to say that our Mishnah is also a situation where everything was roofed and then it could work. So it could work if you want to say that the private property is roofed. Is it really possible to have a public domain which is roofed and you would be chayiv in such a situation? That someone who moves an object within Saram for Amos, if it's roofed, it's going to be Pater. Because this is not similar to what was happening in the Midbar when the Jews were moving with in terms of the Mishkan. So you're not going to be chayiv in that situation, so it would not work. So we wanted to suggest a few answers. We started with saying maybe it's Rebbe Akiva who's the author of our Mishnah, then we said Rebbe, but we seem to have rejected both of these shitas. Again, the question being, how can someone be chayiv if you don't have an Akira or a Hanacha on something which is 4x4 tefachim because someone's only taking it from someone else's hand? What the Gemara is going to end up answering tomorrow is that a hand is considered as if it's 4x4, but we need to get to that point in terms of the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara. This is Dav Dalet Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.